Refugee stories are often about fear, people fleeing their homes because they fear for their safety, but they can also be stories of joy. Alaska Public Media's Anne Hillman has the story of one woman's path from war to love and finally to Anchorage.
Marie-Claire Mukumbambunje fled Rwanda during the genocide in 1994, only to find herself caught up in the war in the neighboring Democratic Republic of the Congo. For months, she walked more than 300 miles through the dense forest with a group of other civilians and some soldiers. They were trying to escape areas of fighting. During that time, she was forced to marry a soldier and stayed with him for four turbulent, violent years. Together, they had a son. When aid agencies finally helped her escape the forest and relocate to Congo-Brazzaville, she wasn't free of her violent husband.
After 1 month, 2 months, he can come. And then he go in the forest, and then he back again.
She worried he would try to kill her. But this isn't that story. This is the story of how she met her current husband, Faustine Murengezi, and they came to be sitting with their children in an apartment in Anchorage, remembering the past. Marie-Claire was working in a hospital in Congo-Brazzaville and living alone with her son. One of her coworkers knew she was single, so he brought his friend, Faustine, to visit her. Faustine proposed that day, but the way Marie-Claire saw it, she didn't need a husband.
So now I can pay my rent, I can buy my clothes. What do you need? If you ask me, you love me. What do you need to do for me, especially?
Marie-Claire's first marriage was miserable. She feared going home. Why should she try it again?
I live for 4 years with someone here who was fighting every day. I never feel like love.
But Faustine came back to see her at the hospital, this time alone, and he told her all about his past life, how he taught in Rwanda and was a person of faith. He was married before, too, but when fleeing the fighting in the forest, he was separated from his first wife. He waited for her for 6 years before accepting that she had probably died. Marie-Claire says her friends told her to give him a chance.
Start again your life. Don't stay like this. You are you're still youngest. You can start your life, and then life can be good for you. I was always refused.
She decided to pray about it. Then one night, she dreamt that someone was coming to attack her and her son in their apartment, just like her former husband had done.
I scared maybe someone is coming again. I wake up, no person. Three times. And then the second time, I hear a voice for him. He say, "This is my wife. If I saw you again here, you and me fight." Ah, what is this?
In her dream, it was Faustin's voice that she heard telling the attacker to go away. Marie-Claire says she couldn't go back to sleep and went in the morning to see her pastor. The pastor said maybe it was a sign from God. She never dreamed of being attacked again. Soon after the dream, they were married. Marie-Claire says being with Faustin is very different than her first marriage. He cares for her.
He's funny. I see big difference.
Together, they had three more children, but they were not safe in Congo-Brazzaville. Her first husband tried to kidnap her oldest son. The family applied to be resettled into a new country, and about a year ago, they arrived in Anchorage. Marie-Claire sits with her husband on the couch, remembering how people described Alaska to her.
It's very, very cold.
Very cold. Mm.
Yeah. Cold, no cold. For me, I need to be in a safety place.
Yeah.
Mm. Now she is safe, working full-time as a housekeeper at the Marriott and training new employees, while Faustine, who used to teach and work in public health, attends classes and looks for another job. They lean together on the couch, posed a lot like they are in the wedding photo that hangs on the wall right above them, one of the few belongings they carried to help make Anchorage their home. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.